Ben here from 92.3 FM. We're at Keswick Conference this week, and it's my pleasure to be sitting here with one of the old-time Atherton boys, Ted Butler. How are you, Ted?
Oh, good, thanks, Ben.
And have you been enjoying the Keswick Conference?
Wonderful.
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 How many Keswick Conferences have you attended?
Oh, I would have started in the 90s, 1990s.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably not. Is that over at Maryland Hall?
Yes.
Yeah. And what was your biggest takeaway just from today, Ted?
Today?
Yeah. Have any takeaways?
The speakers, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, this last man.
Yes.
Yes.
Charles Price.
Charles Price.
Yeah, he's pretty spot on,
yes.
Eh?
We used to listen to him every once a week at a Bible study, was
years
and years ago.
Yeah.
He didn't have grey hair then.
Yeah. You would have been coming with Marge back then, eh?
Yeah, Marge. Yes.
So I'd have fond memories of that.
Yeah, and the Sellers. Arthur and Ross Sellers.
Yeah.
There are others who are involved.
Yeah. Praise God. And you're still doing your, what is it, with the Bibles?
Oh, yes, yes. I gave away a bottle this morning.
Yeah.
The man, he said, I tried to give away yesterday. The man said, the wrong man. But this morning, the man said, just the right man.
Said, yeah. Yeah, praise God. It's the Gideons, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And do you still get off to the meetings with the Gideons?
Oh, they meet at where I live.
Oh, yeah, at your house?
No, not the house. That little white community building in front of my place.
Yeah, praise God. We've been asking everyone that we're talking to if they have one nugget of gold that they can share with the people listening on the radio about following Christ and how it may make their life better. So do you have a nugget of gold that you've lived by your life?
Well, yeah, a bit deep now.
Yeah.
To dig up. Oh, yeah, I've had plenty, I suppose. Yes.
Yeah,
plenty of golden moments. Just an old memory, you know, the bridge went up.
Yeah, and that's all right. Praise God, yeah.
The man I talked to this morning, I actually put a New Testament, big print, a new one, in my basket there on the scooter. And I thought, now I'll wait for someone to come up to get this. But I went to a fellow who was covered in tats and everything. I thought he was the right man, but he told me it's exactly what you're wrong man. So this morning I was coming, there's a fellow sitting on the seat outside the woods, and told me a story about how he'd been a truck driver, and he was driving his truck one day, and a car cut him off dangerously, and he didn't realise until later on it was his granddaughter. She went on to commit suicide.
Ah,
and he thinks she was just sending him some sort of message. I'm going to do it. Yeah. And anyway, in the end, he said, you've got the right man for the Bible this morning.
Yeah, yes. Praise God. That's an amazing testimony of what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's how old are you now, Ted?
Yeah, 94.
94, so 94 years of serving God, or maybe not that long. When
you know, a few gaps, I suppose, unfortunately. But you come to hear sermons like we're hearing here today, it jazzes you up.
That's amazing, mate. And I really thank you for your time, for coming and sharing with us today, and for everything you're still doing in the community. Do you still go off to Corinna and visit the old people?
Yeah, the old people, yeah. Yeah, I go up there once a week.
Yeah.
About eight people I visit.
Yeah, that's amazing. So you're an inspiration to me anyway, mate. If I could live half the life you'd lived, I'd be very, very blessed and very happy to be able to serve the Lord that way. So
interesting to be here. The people who spoke to me, one who I met, the Lotus Glen, a lot of context noise there. This man just actually came to the farm one night, years and years ago, with his wife and children, and we had an event there. But they didn't even get in there, it was a surprise.
Yep.
And he's still doing that sort of thing.
Yeah, awesome. Praise God.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Well, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
I'm Ben from 92.3 FM. I've been talking with Ted Butler, one of our long-time men of God in the Atherton area. And, tune in for more amazing interviews.